Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. It's always a delight for me to have you here with me on the show. Because I know you could be doing so many other things during this season. But you took time out of your day to share with me. And I am so delighted about that. For those of you who have been with me on this journey for such a long time, I just want to say thank you so much. You know, I say it every week, and I do that purposefully. I start out my show thanking you because you don't have to listen to this show, and I am very, very appreciative of you who may not listen on this platform, but you may listen on other platforms where we have this show, and I just want to say thank you so much. Those of you who have been with me on this journey, I just love, 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 love you. For those who are new to the show, welcome. I extend virtual hugs to all of you. And for those who may be new, you may be wondering, well, what is the purpose of this show? Well, we do our best to deliver practical information that enlightens, informs, entertains as it relates to business, the internet, social media, entertainment, networking, business development, leadership development, new technology. Those things are so important. Advertising for your business. And most importantly, relationships, whether that's with your higher power, your coworkers, your family, friends, associates, neighbors, strangers, it doesn't matter. We need to know how to get along with people as business owners, as managers. It's very important to understand how to get along with people, the different personality types. And so we talk about those things here on the show as well. So, yes, we talk about quite a few things. And if you have missed any of our shows, please go back to our archives and listen. And for all of you who have sent me suggestions regarding shows, thank you so much. You have sent me some wonderful suggestions, and I have done shows on topics that you have suggested, so thank you so much. Well, we're going to dive right in, and today I'm going to be talking about the power of your words, the power of your words as managers, as CEOs of companies. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to share with you the word for the week. I'm sharing the word for the week when we come back from this short break. Thank you so much again for joining me, and we will be right back. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. It's always a delight, always a delight for me to know that you are there here on the show. And right before the break, I shared with you that when we came back, I was going to share the word for the week. The word for the week is affirm. Affirmations. Affirmations. And what does that mean? Affirmation. Well, to affirm something simply means to state as a fact, to assert very strongly, perhaps even publicly. It also means offering support, emotional support or encouragement, to validate, to confirm. There's a positive tone to the word affirm or affirmation. And I want to talk a little bit about business owners affirming your and your words, using words that are positive and affirming. You know, sometimes as business owners, we can get so caught up in the day-to-day that when you're done with the day, you're tired. You use work jargon all the time or buzzwords as it relates to your business, constantly trying to sell or generate new customers, trying to find that next great product, trying to determine, are you making a profit or are you operating at a loss? And because we're caught up in the day-to-day grind of what we do on a day-to-day basis, sometimes you don't take the time or see the need for affirmation for yourself, positive affirmation. And I'm speaking on this today because during this time of year, people start looking at how can they become better, how can they make their business better, how can they establish deeper relationships with family, or how can they make their physical body, mental health, physical health, spiritual health, how can they improve upon that? Well, I'm going to encourage you, if you are a business owner, manager, or even if you're listening and you don't own a business, you maybe aspire to own a business, that is so important to improve your mindset, and to constantly keep before yourself positive affirmations. And again, we said that affirmations are words of emotional support or encouragement. It's a fact. They are stated facts used to validate or to show a positive nature. We're talking about positive affirmations here. Positive affirmations. And you may be wondering, how do you go about doing that? Maybe you haven't done this. Maybe you haven't done this exercise enough so that it becomes part of your daily routine. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you, as a business owner, can use positive affirmation to improve your mindset, which hopefully will improve your relationships, your business, your bottom line. Oh, it can improve so many things, your health, your wealth, your happiness, your joy. We're going to talk about it right here when we come back. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and I am so delighted that you decided to join me here today. But we're talking about positive affirmations, positive words of affirmations that business owners need to be aware of and use on a daily basis. Now, I'm only going to share a few with you. There are actually so many more out there. But you need to at least use some type of positive affirmations on a daily basis about yourself, about your business. And the wonderful thing about positive affirmations is they can be broken down into categories. Affirmations for your mental health, affirmations for positive physical health, spiritual health, financial wealth. So many words and phrases of affirmation that you can use for yourself to not only change the way you think, but change your life. Affirmations can improve your self-esteem. It can improve your mindset if done correctly. So we're going to talk just a little bit about positive words of affirmation, phrases of affirmation. And again, there's so many out there that could relate to you. What are some examples of some positive affirmations that you can use as a business owner? One of the things is, one phrase you can use is, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Do you love yourself? It's hard to love someone and care for someone if you don't love and care for yourself. And many business owners fall into this terrible situation because they don't know how to love themselves. They don't know how to care for themselves because they're constantly thinking that they're caring about their business and caring about their customers, but it's very hard to do that when you don't care about yourself. That's a huge one. What about if you're feeling angry, or if you're feeling like things just aren't going the way you want them to go? What is something that you can say as a positive affirmation to hopefully get you back on track? What about, I'm letting go of this anger so that I can see clearly, so that I can think clearly, so I can feel clearly? I'm letting go of this anger so that I can think more clearly. And you know, as business owners, sometimes things can really frustrate you, especially when you put your time and effort into something and it just didn't go the way you wanted it to go. You were hoping that that phone call was a positive phone call and it turned into an account. Or you were hoping that
the numbers that you were trying to crank out worked for that project, and it just didn't. You were hoping that the presentation you prepared was perfect. You thought it was perfect, but when you presented it, it just did not fly. Yes, it can create all types of frustrations. So one of the ways to gain control of what you're feeling so that it doesn't cause you to spiral down into emotions that cause you to be counterproductive is to use words of positive affirmation. When you're feeling angry, I accept responsibility for this. I accept responsibility, but I still love myself. I accept responsibility for this, but I'm replacing my anger. I'm replacing my frustration with understanding and compassion for myself. And also, when you are feeling, especially as a business owner, you're feeling like things just aren't going right, your employees or staff or the contractors that you work with just didn't get it, and you are walking around in a huff, take a deep breath. Take a few deep breaths. I know you have probably heard that before, but what it does is it tells your body that you are not in danger. Typically, when you become angry, you become upset, your body starts to react to that. Chemicals start to start churning and turning and moving about. And it causes you to be in a mental state of fight or flight. And when you're in a state of fight or flight, when your body is saying, okay, I either need to fight, I need to flight or something, you are not thinking calmly or rationally. But when you take a deep breath or a couple deep breaths and that oxygen starts going to your head, it tells your body, it signals to your body, you know what, we can't be in a fight or flight situation because he or she is breathing, taking in deep breaths, which means everything must be okay, and your body starts to settle down, and it gets you to a point where you can start thinking clearly. So, yes, positive words of affirmation. What about when you're not sure about a decision? Do you trust yourself to make the best decisions for yourself and your company? Do you listen to yourself and your thoughts? Do you take time to listen in a loving way to yourself? You know, we're always trying to solve and handle other people's problems. Who's solving and helping you with yours? Yes. Positive words of affirmation. Those are affirmations and positive words that you can use for yourself, but you can also use positive words of affirmation for your business. For instance, the decisions that I make and the actions that I take will benefit my company in a great way today and for always. Are you aligned with a higher power so that when you make decisions, you feel really confident in the decisions that you make? You know, I on this journey as a business owner, I have realized that there are people who know more than I do, and I know more than some people. But you know what? There's someone out there that knows more than all of us. Put together, there's always someone smarter, brighter, has more knowledge, has more experience. But ultimately, who has the most experience, who has more experience, knowledge in all areas of life than what we do? There is a higher power that does. Are you connected with that higher power? Because you don't know everything. You can't see what's happening every second of the day. So are you connected with that power? I'm not ashamed to say it. I am, and I want to be connected to that power. I need that power. I do. So I'm encouraging you today, use positive words of affirmation, not just for yourself, but for your business. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about words of affirmation, positive words of affirmation that you can use for yourself and for your business so that you can be successful in your efforts. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. We'll be right back.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and we are discussing positive words of affirmation for business owners. Positive words of affirmation. And why are affirmations so powerful? Because our words have power. And I'm going to tell you, if you believe in a higher power, if you believe that there's a source of power higher than what you have, that places you in an awesome position, an awesome position. Because words have power. Not only do they have power, but words have the ability to impact you as well as others. Have you noticed that in your own life that somebody can say something, especially a family member, somebody that you, that's close to you, or a coworker that you, or associate that you're very close to, and you work really close together on a regular basis? Sometimes they can say things, and it just makes you angry, makes you mad, makes you feel inadequate, hurts you. Words can be very, very, very powerful weapons. Very powerful weapons. And you know what else? Words can change your life. Words can change the life of your coworkers, of your managers. Words can change the lives of your family, your children, your spouses, your friends. And words of affirmation, positive words of affirmation, can even help you on your path to generating perfect health, wealth, joy for yourself. Words are very, very powerful. And so I'm encouraging you as business owners and managers, if you manage people, learn to incorporate positive words of affirmation in your daily life. Here are just a few that I thought were nice words and phrases of affirmation. One, I have the power to change my life. And you can use whatever word you want to put there. I have the power to change my destiny. I have the power to change my productivity. Here's another one. I am good enough. If you are on the journey to trying to be your best, and I really speak this to those who believe in a higher power and you have accepted that higher power in your life to make a difference and to help you to be guided into a better you, it's okay to say, I'm good enough right as I am. I'm inspiring to be better. Words of positive affirmation that you can use And what about I motivate others, I inspire others to be their best? And you know, in a world where people see so many false images of human perfection, there's so many false images out there. If you look at television, commercials, false images. If you look at ads, sometimes they're just false images because most people don't look like what you see on television. They just don't. When they go home after doing their photo ops or doing their photo shoots, doing their movies, and the makeup comes off, the clothes and everything, they don't look like what you think they look like. False images of what should is. So you need to, as a business owner, business manager, be confident within yourself. So a phrase of affirmation that you may want to use is, I am valuable. No one can make me feel inferior. Because you are valuable. You are valuable. There is something that you are on this earth to do that no one else can do, which makes you very, very valuable. You are valuable. And your words are powerful, the words that you use, and can transform your life. Your words can help transform your business. So I'm encouraging you to use positive words of affirmation. And you know, my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, when I was starting my business, he said, if you want to be successful, my dear, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Oh, my goodness. And that has made all the difference in my life, realizing that you are not the smartest person in the world, that there are other people that can give you knowledge and help you to learn and share with you and impart to you valuable knowledge from their experiences that can help put you on the path of your success. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are, but not only people who are smarter than you are, but people who know how to use positive affirmations, positive words of affirmations, and you will be pleasantly surprised as to how far that can take you. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure and a delight, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful, productive, positive week. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful week.